Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We defeat the devil by true repentance and confession of sin. Defeating the devil requires obedience to God and his word. Number four, defeating the devil requires divine protection from God. Number five, to defeat the devil, don't yield to harmful soul ties or relationships. And we're right at number six. To defeat the devil, we must operate in the fear of the Lord. Today's title is a little different. God will rapture and reward all who reverence him. God will rapture and reward all who reverence him. So today I want to continue to talk about defeating the devil and God's rewards for the fear of the Lord. Now, the Bible says that those who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord are more than conquerors over the devil. However, the key to success and victory is the fear of the Lord. The very foundation of our authority over the devil is based upon our fear of the Lord. Let me remind you of the definition of the fear of the Lord. The definition of the fear of the Lord is a reverential awe of God. It is worship, esteem, and complete submission to God's authority. It is complete obedience to God's holy word, the Bible. The scriptures tell us in James chapter 4 and 7, it says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And this is a very important fact, folks. Things don't just happen. It's important for you to understand that it's your obedience to God, your submission to God, that causes you to be able to defeat the devil. See, those who lack submission to God have no power over the devil or evil. You say, well, I believe in God. I prayed the sinner's prayer. Listen to me. Listen. Your submission to God gives God authority over your life and repels the enemy that is coming against you. You cannot consistently defeat the devil without the fear of the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 8 and 13, it says, all who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Now, in scripture, profanity is largely about irreverence. It's about disrespect for God, for people, and for what is holy. God's word is not a suggestion, but it's always a command. And failure to comply with God's word is disobedience. Disobedience is sin. So this is so important, folks. You know, we talked about, Lord, don't allow me to operate in presumptuous sins. In other words, it's not that bad. God will, it's okay. He's not going to punish me for this. This is okay. Even though God says it's not okay. Folks, listen to me. When we don't comply with God's word, that's disobedience. That is sin. Sin will not be in heaven. How many of you know that? There'll be no sinners in heaven. So it's important for us to read the word and obey what God is saying to us in Ephesians 4 and 29, it says, don't use foul or abusive language. Verse 31 says, get rid of all harsh words, bitterness, rage, anger, and slander. Verse 30, I'm going back up. Verse 30, listen to what it says. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit by the way you live and what you say. Now, folks, this is very, very important. Because often we have trouble in our lives. Things happen to us. And we're wondering, why, Lord? What is this? What is this all about? Sometimes it's the devil. Sometimes it's us. And this is one of those moments I want you to understand that your behavior can bring judgment upon your life. Verse 30 says of Ephesians 4, it says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit by the way you live. The Bible warns to avoid presumptuous sins. We're talking about that. Taking forbidden liberties with God because they always lead to judgment. We talked about that last time. Many people feel the devil is always lying to us and he's actually telling us there'll be no consequences for this. But the Bible says the soul that sins, it shall die. The Bible shows us over and over again when people disobey God, consequences follow. So I'm going to say to everyone listening to the sound of my voice, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. You know, it's important for us to examine for chaos in our lives because it proves that we've overstepped or we've done something forbidden spiritually. We've crossed over a boundary that we should not have crossed over. And many times we don't really understand what is really going on because we're praying, we're seeking God, things get a little better, but then they get worse. What is actually happening? I want to read a verse to you about God's relationship with Israel and what happened as a result of them taking God for granted, a result of them not really having the fear of the Lord. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 63 and verse 10. It says, in all their afflictions, God was afflicted and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. All of that sounds great. But now listen to this in verse 10. But they rebelled and they grieved his Holy Spirit. Now listen to what happened next. So he turned himself against them as an enemy. And he fought against them. I just read to you in Ephesians chapter 4 and 30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And here we see God's people grieve the Holy Spirit. So he turned himself against them as their enemy. And it says, and he fought against them. Folks, there's something very special about the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, you can blaspheme me and you can blaspheme the Father. But if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, there'll be no forgiveness given to you. Not in this life or in the world to come. Here again, we see God protecting and responding to that relationship between us and the Holy Spirit. If we grieve the Spirit, God can become our enemy. So it's so important. And you know what? This is in relationship to using foul language, using abusive language. It says, get rid of all harsh words. I know what the culture is. But folks, have you ever considered that the sins that the devil tempts us to do, it's to take us to hell. It's to put us in the lake of fire so that we can join him there for all eternity. Our culture is a culture that basically has turned away from God. It has no fear of the Lord. But God expects his people to know his word, and to operate under the fear of the Lord, the reverence of God, the obedience of his word, submission to the word of God. It's important for us to repent now before our lives fall apart if you find yourself in that situation. The Bible shows us that Jesus Christ defeated the devil on the cross. He received authority over the spirit realm, and he gave his followers delegated authority to defeat evil spirits. So repeat after me, through the death and resurrection of Jesus, I have received delegated authority to defeat the devil and all evil spirits. And if you believe that, give God a hand of praise. That's what the Bible says. Let me give you a scripture, Colossians chapter 2 and 12. It says, when you were baptized, you were buried with Christ, and you were raised up with him through faith in God. It says, when you were spiritually dead because of your sins, God made you alive with Christ. That was verse 13. When you were spiritually dead because of your sins, God made you alive with Christ, and he forgave all our sins. Now look at verse 15. God stripped the spiritual rulers and powers of their authority with the cross. He won the victory and showed the world that they were powerless. When the devil saw Jesus on the cross, he thought, I've got him. I've won the battle. It was just the opposite. When Jesus died on the cross, he rose again and he took all of the power that Satan had in the realm of the spirit, all of the authority over principalities and powers and dominions in the realm of the spirit, and they were given to him from God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
In Ephesians chapter 1 and 20, it says, God raised Christ from the dead and put him at his own hand or his own right hand in the heavenly realms. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. For the church is his body. And what I had you repeat is the result of that, because Jesus gave you delegated authority over the realm of the spirit. You have power over the devil. You have power over all evil spirits. Listen to what he said in Luke chapter 10 and 19. I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And you could walk among snakes. And of course, that that is an identity of Satan. He's a serpent. And scorpions, which represents evil spirits, and you can crush them. Nothing will injure you. Evil spirits must obey you. Can we pause and give God praise that we have power over all of the power of the enemy? Folks, God and Jesus Christ are our only hope to defeat the devil. You think about all these other religions. They have no power against the devil. They can't stop his authority over their lives. But your acknowledgement of Jesus Christ as Savior and the fear of the Lord defeats demonic attacks against your life and your family. Never forget, Jesus Christ came to defeat the devil. I know we focus on salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We focus on salvation, but it was more than that. He came to defeat the devil. He came to take the power that the devil had over creation and take it back for God and to use it once again to save the world. In John 1, that is 1 John 3:8. It says, the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Come on, repeat after me. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. Can we thank God for that again? Come on, let's thank him for it. And this is important because it's your reverent submission to God that defeats the devil. God does not accept those who refuse to reverence him through disobedience. I'm going to say it again. Just because you said the prayer, Jesus, come into my heart. Just because you know God, you say you know him, you know of God. It does not mean you have authority over the devil. It's your submission. It's your obedience that causes you to have authority over the devil. It's time for us to examine ourselves, examine our ways. Are we fully obeying the word of God? Are there areas in our lives that we're kind of soft in? Are we doing things that displease God, things that are against the Bible? Because when we do that, we're letting things into our lives that should not be there as Christians. But the truth is, and it's time for us to really tell the truth. If we're not obeying God, are we really Christians? Look at your neighbor and say, I've got a question for you. Come on. If we're not obeying the Lord, are we really Christians? Now, I'm going to tell you what Jesus says. Listen to what Jesus said. In Luke 6:46, write this down. Listen to what he said. He said, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I say? Huh? Can someone tell me? Why do we say Lord, Lord, and then disobey him? Those are the words of the Lord. See, it's so important because the Bible reveals there's a divine connection between the fear of the Lord and those going to heaven. Again, what's the fear of the Lord? The definition of the fear of the Lord is complete submission to God's authority, complete obedience to God's holy word, the Bible. That's the fear of the Lord. There is a divine connection between the fear of the Lord in your life and whether or not you're going to heaven. Jesus asked the question, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you're disobedient? Why? See, there are many professing Christians who are deceived and will be deceived into judgment, thinking that they will or they should make heaven, although they disobeyed God's word. Jesus said in Luke 6:46, "Why do you call me Lord and you don't do what I say?" Listen to a survey. A survey stated new findings from a worldwide inventory of 2025. It's a Christian inventory. It revealed that American adults have dramatically defined the very nature and existence of God, a significant shift away from what God in the Bible says. Despite two-thirds of Americans identifying as Christians, the majority of adults now reject core biblical teachings about God's nature. They embrace instead an eclectic mix of beliefs drawn from competing world views. Listen to this. Self-identified Christians hold contradictory views to the Word of God. Among those commonly regarded as theologically defined as born-again Christians, individuals who say that they are on their way to heaven because they have confessed their sins and they have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. 23% of these reject core biblical beliefs about God too. "Why do you call me Lord and don't do what I say?" Jesus said. Now, folks, the urgency of this message is due to the soon return of Jesus Christ. Are you prepared to go to heaven? We are living in the last days. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times," listen, "some will turn away from the true faith." Sounds like these folks in the survey have turned away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. That's what's happening in our time. We don't know the exact time or the day when Jesus returns. We know that we're in the season because prophecy shows us that. But let me just show you what is about to happen to those who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. And folks, listen, there is no prophecy that has to occur first before the rapture of the church. It can happen at any moment now. My question is, are you ready? Are you living an obedient life? Listen to how the Bible describes the return of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout and the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. First, the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And there we will be with the Lord forever." Jesus said in Luke 12:40, "Be ready because the Son of Man will return when you least expect him." When you least expect him, that's when he's going to be here.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is God Will Rapture and Reward Those Who Reverence Him. This is part one. Join us Monday for part two. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
If you do not know that your sins are forgiven and that you're on your way to heaven, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Save me and deliver me from the influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Your word says anyone who comes to Christ becomes a new creation. The old things pass away and everything becomes brand new. Thank you for making me new today. Thank you for becoming my Lord and Savior. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ is in your heart. And know this, you're on your way to heaven. God has a
purpose and plan for your life that is so wonderful, I want to encourage you to seek God daily in prayer and read your Bible. Trust Him for everything you need. God bless you, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.